Welcome to year two of The Playlist Project, a podcast where we learn about people through music and learn about music through people. I am Stacey C, and playlists for me started as mixtapes, recording songs off the radio with a quick trigger finger on the record button. Mixtapes or playlists can be for yourself or to give to someone else. In this podcast, I hope to share songs and people with you. On this episode of The Playlist Project is one of my longest timed friends. Oldest? We're not old, but it's Amy. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited. For those of you who have listened to other episodes of the show, Nancy is Amy's mom. So Amy felt like she was finally ready to give me her list.
Absolutely.
So before we get into Amy's list of five, she brought us five songs that she likes. We're going to learn why she likes those songs in a minute. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about who Amy is. So Amy, give us a little elevator pitch, little 10, 15, 30 second. I don't give a crap. Who are you? Who is Amy? Music related, work related, doesn't matter.
I'm Amy. I grew up in Rochester, but now I live in Baltimore. I am a wife and a mother of a very smart five-year-old who tricks me all the time into things that he shouldn't.
Like they do.
Right? By night, I am a sweet Adeline of about 11 years, and I play auxiliary percussion in the Baltimore Gamer Symphony Orchestra. By day, I am a user experience specialist for the Social Security Administration.
Wow, that sounded pre-written and super official. for those uninitiated, what is Sweet Caroline?
Sweet Adelines.
Thank you.
So the Sweet Adelines are a four-part women's barbershop. So I've been doing that for, gosh, forever.
Yeah.
Feels like forever, at least. It's a chorus. You can also do quartets. I sing lead.
Nice.
It's like four parts. So tenor, lead, baritone, bass.
Mm-hmm.
It's without any music. It's all a cappella.
Nice. That's awesome.
I really like doing it. We do competitions, regional, international. I sing with the Dundalk Chorus in Dundalk, Maryland.
Amazing. Amazing. So music, you know a lot about.
I do. I love making music. That's like my thing.
Yeah, I forgot. Honestly, forgot you were a percussionist. I'm so happy
How
to
did
have
you
remembered
that.
That. Listen, I'm an old fogey and with two children, you know, they just suck the brain out of your head sometimes.
You know, for those who don't know, Stacey and I were in the marching band together forever and a day ago. So I played percussion there and I kind of wanted to get back into playing percussion. So the Baltimore Gamer Symphony Orchestra is all volunteer and no auditions.
Nice.
So it allowed me to get back into it without any judgment of how terrible I was after like 15, 20 years. And surprisingly, I was pretty okay. It kind of picked it right back up.
All right. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to have a little quick rundown of who you are, especially musically. That's super cool. So we'll start with a couple of music questions before we get into your five. So the first thing I always start, I ask everybody, what is your first music memory?
So my first music memory is my mother singing to me You Are My Sunshine.
Oh,
I know that is a song that I always remember her singing to me, which is, and now I sing it to my son. She may have sung it to my siblings as well.
Yeah,
but I always felt like it was for me and that she was always singing it to me. I don't know,
you did have the brightest blonde hair of
I did. I still kind of do.
You do. You do. Amazing. All right. Well, because you are in a chorus,
yes.
What is your favorite song to sing?
I love singing in the car. I like just singing in general.
Yeah.
Really, like anything
mm-hmm.
that I can like belt to.
Okay, so what's the first one that comes to mind?
Kelly Clarkson.
Cool.
There's so many, and I cannot think of one in particular.
That's okay. Kelly Clarkson is a good answer.
With chorus, we're singing right now. We're singing Make 'em Laugh from Singing in the Rain. What I like about singing that song in particular right now is right off the bat, you get to belt.
Nice.
And I think that's just part of what I like about singing is just the belting part of it, to be honest.
You are forte all the time.
When I have to be soft, I am soft, of course. A strong vocal presence, I guess, is more what it is.
Same, only I can't sing. Last but not least, what is your favorite concert experience? Doesn't have to necessarily be your favorite concert, but your favorite experience at a concert.
Not even really my favorite artist, but just favorite, like, kind of, I guess, experience.
Mm-hmm.
When I was living in Buffalo, they had concerts in the park.
Thursday in the park. Thursday in the square? Thursday in the square.
Yes, Thursday in the square. I think it was the Spin Doctors were there one time.
Nice.
I think it was the Spin Doctors. Some band that I hadn't listened to in a really long time. And I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And like our friends were all there because, you know, yep. I won't say by name, but they would have the drinks all on the side and stuff like that. That was pretty cool doing Thursday in the Square.
Thursday in the Square was insane. You talk about being packed in like sardines. That was an experience in itself.
I hadn't thought about that until just now.
This is what it's for. All right. Are you ready to get into it? As I said, I ask all of my guests to bring 5 songs that they like. Now, you can like it because there's a long drawn out story about the most eventful, crazy evening of your entire life and this song was playing. And I want to hear that whole story if you have one of those. Or it's just, you know what? I like this bass beat. I like this lyric. That's it. Or it reminds me of so-and-so. Whatever. So whatever you got, some of the guests have come up with a theme. Is there a theme you'd like to present or you just have 5 randos?
My theme is about me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not super rando, but also not near and dear to my heart. You know, they do all have a story. You know, I picked them for a reason.
Yeah.
Life of Amy, I suppose.
I love it. What is your first one? What's your first? Kick us off.
My first one is All My Best Friends Are Metalheads by Less Than Jake. From the Hello Rock View album.
Nice. I thought you were just saying that as a statement because I was like, yes, sure. Oh, wait, right.
Yes, they are. But the reason I picked that one is because, and not a lot of people know this, that when I was younger and I was just starting to drive, whenever I got mad about something mm-hmm. and I wanted to get out of my house, I would just go for a drive. I would drive down to Lake Ontario and just sit by the lake
mm-hmm.
and in my car and listen to this album. And it kind of became my go-to album for just letting it all out. This one song in particular was one of the ones that I loved singing to.
Yeah.
And I
got some rage out.
Yes.
All My Best Friends Are Metalheads. Let's listen. We know about each other. Keep us from saying anything. Can't separate from everything. And all this really means is you're one in a crowd and you're paranoid of every sound. You're not a friend, you won't miss anyhow. Such a good one. I'm not as familiar with that one. My favorite Less Than Jake is Johnny Quest Thinks We're Sellouts. But that is...
Well, that's a good one, too.
That is also a good one. So, yes, we just traded Less Than Jake songs.
Yay!
Nice! Good, strong pick. I don't think I know any of the words, so I would not belt that song, because I don't know how. I am real bad at learning lyrics, so I would just, like, mumble syllables, and that's usually how I roll. Awesome! Love it. Good first pick. Amazing! Amy Rage singing in the car.
Things you probably didn't know about me, right?
No, that's okay. What's the second one?
So the next one, kind of dialing a little bit back from the rage singing, it is a song from Rockapella.
Nice.
I'll Hear Your Voice. I picked this one because Rockapella was one of the first artists that I think got me into a cappella music.
Nice.
And I wanted to pick that one because I have such a strong background with a cappella singing. Even before I knew Sweet Adelines was a thing, I was listening to a cappella music. Not everybody knows that Rockapella, you know, everyone knows them. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Honestly, I was going to ask.
Same group. Everyone thinks of that and they don't know all the other songs. They actually have like a whole repertoire. They got albums and things.
That's a jam though. Don't knock Carmen Sandiego.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Like I said, I wanted to pick this one just because it was kind of what got me into the a cappella stuff. So
that's great. Here's I'll Hear Your Voice. Let's listen.
And when the world is too much and the hurt's got me down on my knees to pray, I'll hear your voice. And you won't be so far away. Do you remember?
Well, that was very pretty.
Thank you. I thought so too.
Rockapella. that I learned something new about Rockapella. I honestly thought that they were just like a made up band for the Carmen Sandiego show.
That's what everybody thinks. No, no, no.
Sorry. It was a very late 80s, early 90s thing to do, though.
Yes.
Is that this is a fake band.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've got some ska, face, in your face. And now we've got some acapella. Awesome. Yep. What twists and turns are we going next?
So next, I picked John Mayer, okay. Bigger Than My Body. Because part of my life, the next phase, I really got into Jason Mraz, John Mayer, mm-hmm. those kinds of artists, which I still love all of them. I chose Bigger Than My Body because I think when I listen to it, it's one of those things that makes you think of there are things out there that are bigger than you.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you think a little bit. It's just a really good song that John Mayer has. And I just love mm-hmm. his style. I want to pick John Mayer because he was a big artist in my life, I think.
That's wonderful. All right. Here is Bigger Than My Body. Let's listen.
Yeah.
He's so non-offensive. That like cool, I don't want to say surfer rock dude, but like
yeah.
The John Mayer, the Jason Mraz, not Jason Mraz necessarily, but like the Jack Johnson.
I love all those guys.
That's great. That's great.
I think because they're mellow.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like I gravitate towards the mellow artists. But I also, as clearly with my first pick, I also do the ska punk type stuff.
No, it's good. I mean, a lot of people are all over the place.
Secret, Stacey and I went to an MXPX concert one time together. I don't know if she remembers that.
Honestly, when you're like, we went to an MXPX concert, I was like, I did? I saw MXPX live? Where?
Come on. Do you remember our Chick Magnet dance?
Oh, I remember the Chick Magnet dance. But I do not remember seeing MXPX in concert. That's amazing. But I forgot that. Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's three. Where are we going now? What's number four?
Number four is Big Girl, You're Beautiful by Mika.
Donald shared the song with me. This is a good one. Love this
one. Was it one of his picks?
No, it wasn't on his episode. It was on the original. Oh,
good.
As we talked about it, like the original playlist project was us exchanging entirely too long playlists. Like I think mine was 40 and his was like 36. Like it was too many songs. But yes, this was one of his.
Okay, because I looked through everybody else's and I'm like, I hope it's not on the playlist already.
No, that's why if you go to Spotify and follow the playlist project, you can see all of the songs from the show.
I did.
Why do you like this song?
I love this song. I actually call it my theme song because for those who do not know, I'm not a big girl, but I'm also not a little girl. And so one, I love, mm-hmm. love this song, love the story in it. And it's so much fun to dance to. Like every time it comes on, I just gotta get up and dance. And I love singing to it. And it's just like one of those that I have to rock out.
All right. Here's Big Girl. You Are Beautiful. Let's listen. Lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around and they'll be gonna do baby. No need to fantasize since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. So good. Yes, very danceable. Extremely danceable song. That is.
Oh, yeah.
We are both chair dancing there. All uplifting, positive music, I would think. It's all good. It's all good. So now that I've said that, your last one is going to be like death metal with Satan, right?
No.
Oh, no? Okay, what is it?
It's Michael Bublé, Everything. And I picked this one because for a very long time, I was into the Rat Pack.
Nice.
And songs like that. And there were so many like Michael Bublé songs that I could have picked. I chose this one because this one we played at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love this song. There's not a whole lot to it. I think that I just melt when I hear this song.
Aww.
Michael Bublé, you know, has a similar style to the Rat Pack, of course. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons that I think I gravitate to his music as well. Mm-hmm. He's another one that everybody thinks of Christmas music for him.
Yeah.
My husband always makes the joke of, you know, oh, they thawed him out this year.
Oh.
No, he has other music than just Christmas.
That's great. That's great. And here is Everything. Let's listen.
And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything.
You know what? Weddings have been a hot topic on this podcast because I feel like songs that you play at your wedding especially, but also it's about love and connection and being with another person. And it has a strong pull to, you know, who you are.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Well, that was all five.
Yes, it was.
Nice. Now, here is a part of the show where if you would like to ask me a music prompt question, I always love to share an extra song on the show. So what do you got for me? What do you got?
The first thing that comes to my head, mm-hmm. and I was just thinking this as we were talking, was has anybody asked you about the song Stacey's Mom yet?
No, I hate you with a passion of everything holy. I will not. I'm going to make you pick another one, but I will tell the story. So okay. My brother obviously also has Stacey's Mom. As a mom, it's just people did not know this about him. So when he heard Stacey's Mom for the first time, mm-hmm. he almost got himself into a car accident because he was laughing so hard on the highway that he lost almost full control of his vehicle. And then he calls me and he goes, I just heard this amazing song. And I was like, you are the trolliest of all trolls. And this is now ruined my life.
So I hear you have a tattoo.
I sure
do.
Can
you please tell the story?
So I have two tattoos, but I think the one that you're talking about is my Metallica tattoo.
Yes.
So I have a Metallica tattoo on my foot and I, you know, set up my appointment. I got it all planned out. I go in, the guy sets up the stencil, puts the stencil on my foot and he looks at me. He's ready to go. And he goes, all right, I do not feel comfortable giving a Metallica tattoo to somebody who does not know the band. So I'm going to give you a pop quiz. You need to get all three of these questions right, or I will not give you this tattoo. I was like, oh no. His first question was, who is the original bassist of Metallica? Cliff Burton. Easy one. Softball. Good to go. Second one, name three songs off of Master of the Puppets. I don't remember what I said, but it's Master of the Puppets, Sanitarium, and Orion, I think is what I said. So three songs off of Master of the Puppets. And then the album that had just come out was Saint Anger. Now, I don't know if you know, but Saint Anger was not well received by the band. I don't think they liked their own work very much, but the fans, not a huge fan of this album. It was okay. It had a couple of good jams, but they've produced, I think, three albums since that have been phenomenal. So he looks at me and he goes, you didn't really like Saint Anger, did you? And I was like, no, why would I? He's like, okay, we're good. And then I get my tattoo. So in honor of one of the questions that he asked me, we will play a short clip of Master of Puppets. I love that song. It's so fast. There's so many guitars. I try not to play Metallica too much because I think folks know by now that I am a Metallica fan. But they are one of the persnickety bands that sometimes get angry when you play their music. So I'm just going to play a tiny clip. You all can go listen to Master of Puppets either on Spotify or anywhere else you listen to your music. Still a great one. I have seen it live several times and it's awesome every time. Well, I guess thank you for letting me share a Metallica song. I'm always not sad about doing that. Oh, Amy, that was so much fun. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It was.
I appreciate it.
I'm so excited. I have been waiting on bated breath for you to ask me.
Well, I appreciate you stepping in. I am so Yay. Excited. And thank you so much.
No problem.
If you want to hear these songs in their entirety, follow the Playlist Project podcast playlist on Spotify or click the link in the description. Thanks for listening.